Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, titled, Wives, Submit. This is the first in a series of studies on the Christian family as we simply follow the text of Ephesians, verse by verse. In this study, we focus on the role of the wife and what it means to submit, as well as the purpose of God in commanding married women to fill this role. Comments, questions, or prayer requests can be sent to us by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com, or you can send your letter to P.O. Box 211, West Jefferson, Ohio, 43162. And now we begin our study of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, titled, Wives, Submit. This is part one of two.
Ephesians 5, did I not change that? 22. Let me change that real quick, if you don't mind. No, I'll just leave it. That's all right. I did notice that all the fellas made sure they brought their wives or wife-to-be today. That's real interesting. Isn't that interesting? It's like some of you knew what I was going to be preaching today. No, sit down. You don't have to leave. I'm just kidding. Wives, submit. John heard that and said, oh, I got to get in there for this. All right. We're going to open with a word of prayer and ask for the Lord to keep the peace. Amen. Father, we thank you for a good crowd this morning, and there's a number of few who intended on being here and haven't made it in, so just pray nothing has happened there, no sickness or anything like that. And pray you bless them in their day. We just thank you for having folks who love the Word of God and want to come together and study the book. And I would just pray you be with us, guide us. The Holy Spirit, the author, can also be the guide and the teacher. And Jesus be glorified. That's the point. And we pray this in His precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wives, submit. And all the ladies say amen.
Amen.
That wasn't very convincing. I'm hopeful that by the time we finish today, you'll all be saying amen. All right, we're already open with prayer. Let's start. It's actually verse 22. Let's start in verse 22 and read together. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Glad to hear that. You know, the world hates this biblical truth that you just read. And, of course, one of the things we'll look at as we talk is the total misrepresentation of what this truth is. But I just want to give you an example. Back when I was still in the Southern Baptist Convention,
in 1998,
we passed a declaration that basically said we believe the Bible.
Amen.
And this was from the New York Times. Southern Baptists declare wife should submit to her husband. What is wrong with those people? The Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest Protestant denomination. Of course, when I left, that one's no longer true. That was a fat joke. I'm just kidding. And an increasingly conservative force among religious organizations amended its essential statement of beliefs today to include a declaration that a woman should, quote, submit herself graciously, end quote, to her husband's leadership, and that a husband should, quote, provide for, protect, and lead his family, end quote. And we're going to hit more on that next week. So, ladies, payback. Get your husband here next week. Amen? That, though, how many of you actually remember 1998, for starters? Any of you? Oh, yeah. That's the, 19 years later. And well, this was like This is when you got a little hint of how far away the world and the secular media is from biblical reality. Because you'd have thought that they were calling for the death of the firstborn. I mean, they just came unglued over this. Yes. You're looking at some of it, but one who criticized the amendment was a guy named Robert Parham, executive director of, he says, the Independent Baptist Center, but the word independent isn't actually part of their name. They're not an Independent Baptist, as most of you would identify with. Baptist Center for Ethics in Nashville, Tennessee. He says, quote, "They hope to make June Cleaver the biblical model for motherhood. Despite numerous biblical references to women who worked outside the home," said Mr. Parham, who did not attend the convention. And he didn't attend, it's obvious, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. And that's what you get from the world. Lies. Because they never said anything about a woman working outside of the home. How many of you read the Declaration? You remember that? They didn't say anything. They said that a woman should graciously submit to the leadership of her husband. Amen. A lot of the women who voted for that, who were at the convention, work outside the home. So they totally misrepresented. Now, we do encourage those who can to be home with their children for the years they can, if they can. But we also understand the Bible actually never says anything on that subject. The woman is to be the homemaker, but if she works, she's not violating Scripture, unless she neglects her children.
That's the Proverbs 31 woman.
Well, that's an example of it. She worked outside, yeah. And now, if your job, you put that over your husband and your children and serving the Lord, then you've got an idol, amen?
Amen.
But that's not what they're talking about, not what we're talking about. And I encouraged my daughters to get an education, to get some training so that they could work outside the home when possible and necessary, and or necessary. And if they can stay at home and raise their children and it's not necessary for them to work at all, God bless you. If you have to work some, God bless you. If you work a full-time job, God bless you. As long as you can fulfill your place in the home as a mother and as a wife. Amen?
Amen.
So what does the Bible say? This is always difficult for people to get. It says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." That's what it says. Amen?
Amen.
It's not really hard to understand what that means, and on at least a basic level. The problem is people just don't like it. That's the problem. They don't like it. So what does it mean? It means what it says.
Amen.
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 That's what it means. A husband asks his wife to sweep the house, and he's not sure why he's mad. That's what would happen if Stephen asked Mariah to sweep the house. That's a good submissive wife right there. You see that? Now, it's funny, but it's not just a joke. It's real. You realize that as a wife, when the Bible says, "Wives, submit to the leadership of your husband," it actually is empowering you. And if you know people who are not submissive wives, if you're honest and you know them the way I do, they're very powerless people. They really don't have a solid place in the home at all. Some of them could disappear and not be missed. You see, what we're going to see is when the Bible says, "Wives, submit to the leadership of your husband as unto the Lord," it is an empowering thing. Before biblical Christianity became pervasive in society, women, really, you weren't important. Unless you happened to be Cleopatra. Most women in the home, go back and read. I'm reading through Will Durant's History of Civilization. Just got through, just got into the Renaissance period, and before that, reading of the time of Caesar and all that. The women, they married basically because the woman had something to offer on a financial or political level. And then that was it. The men had their concubines, and a lot of the men had their little boys.
Yep.
Pedestry. And they really had very little relationship with their wife at all. Their wife had very little say. When a man died, most of the societies would make sure that the woman didn't starve, but that she didn't even have rights there. The firstborn son did. And whatever he said goes. Listen, one of the reasons feminism took place in America as a movement is ignorance. Women are ignorant of history. If they knew history, and when I talk to women, it's like talking to most men. We're going to get to them next week. Amen. Most men and women are ignorant of history. And if you're ignorant of history, then you're condemned to repeat it. I didn't make that up. I think Santayana is the first man credited with that. And that's a truism. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, in the Greek, if you look this up, you'll find that it says and means, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Amen? God said it. Let's say it again. That was good. God said it. How many of you seen the bumper sticker that says, God settles it, I believe it, that settles it? You seen that one? Doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's settled. Question is, you going to get on the bus or get run over? Amen? And the problem is this word here, feminism. And there are a lot of well-meaning Christian women who go around saying, well, I'm a Christian feminist. You're also a Christian stripper, a Christian atheist, a Christian... You know, those two words are incompatible by the very meaning of the words. And it's not the words the way we define it, it's the way feminists define the word. By its very nature, is Antichrist.
Amen.
Amen. And as a matter of fact, we don't have time to get into all that, but the Antichrist spirit is a feminist spirit.
Amen.
And that's why the men, as we are approaching the day of Antichrist, the men are turning into girls.
Yep.
The men, their skinny jeans and their stupid-looking hairdos, and all that, and they walk around like this, you know, and just effeminate. It's an effeminate spirit. Here's an example. Here's the left wing nut. The Muslim said, I believe a man should take multiple wives and should beat them if he wishes. That's the teaching according to Muhammad. The feminist says, isn't multiculturalism so enriching and beautiful? That's their response. Then Pence says, well, I prefer not to dine alone with women other than my wife. OMG! Evil, anti-woman, patriarchy, oppression! That's what's going on in the news this week. That's current events. That's what they were doing to him this week. What's he mean? He means he respects his wife enough not to be the typical politician. And I'm speaking to people out there who might be seeing this online or wherever they're hearing it or whatever. All you people who claim you want a politician that is not like regular politicians. You want somebody who tells the truth and tells it like it is and isn't a liar and a hypocrite. You're a liar and a hypocrite. A majority of Americans today don't want somebody like that in office.
No, they don't.
They want Chappaquiddick Ted or someone like that.
Yep.
That's who they want.
They're pro-sin.
That's right. They would rather hear that this guy's sneaking behind his wife and having affairs and has himself a mistress. That's what they'd rather hear. Those are the heroes. And the feminists hate the word submit.
Amen.
They hate the word.
Yeah.
And it's because they have a Luciferian spirit.
Amen.
If you go back and look at Lucifer, Lucifer hated the fact he had to submit. See, ladies, you're not alone. Every created being has to submit.
Amen.
The only one not submitting is the Creator.
Amen.
Question is, you've been called on to submit to certain things. Will you be Luciferian or Christian? Those are the only two options you've got.
Amen.
Now, all of us have our moments. All of us could look back in our lives and say, well, I really kind of had the Luciferian thing going on there. Now, I didn't look at Jenny for any reason. She just happened to catch my eye. I just want to be. I looked at her and She's like, whoop, whoop. We've all had those moments. What's to be Christ-like? Jesus is God.
Amen.
Who came as a man. And what did He say? I demand my rights. Didn't.
Nope.
He said, I came to submit to the will of my Father. That was no small thing. That meant they were going to mock Him and spit on Him, beat Him, bloody crucify Him. He would suffer one of the worst deaths suffered by human beings. That's what He meant when He said, I came to submit to the will of my Father. And, oh, you poor ladies, you have to submit to the leadership of your husband. Poor you. I feel so bad for you. I'm joking. Who I feel bad for are the people who don't realize the privilege that this is. That's who I feel bad for.
Amen.
And trust me, I can stand up here and name them, and I can tell you how miserable they are. Amen.
Amen.
So, you're going to choose to submit to God or husband. God or husband. Because the idea is that when you submit to your husband, you're submitting to God's will. See, that's the idea. But we get to that next week with the husbands. But the word submit, according to Webster's 1828, has a real good definition. To yield, resign, or surrender to the power, will, or authority of another. You see that? To submit is to yield. Sometimes you ladies, I'm sure we could get some testimonies where your husband did something and you just bit your tongue and thought, this is stupid. This is not going to work. And then when he messes up, some of you gave in and said, I told you! But some of you kept it in and just did what Jenny does many times and just looks at me and shakes her head. She yields. Surrenders to the power, will, authority of another. Genesis 16:9, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hand. There Hagar had to submit to Sarah. Remember that story?
Yeah.
They also give our text. This is what came out of Webster's. That was in a dictionary, folks.
Amen.
You don't think America's changed?
Right.
Go look up the Webster's Intercollegiate Dictionary today and see if you see that. They don't quote Scripture. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. That's what you'll find in the Webster's 1828. Times, they are a-changing. So let's break this down. The Bible says, wives, submit yourselves. So you say, to who? The Bible says, unto your own husbands. Right? Amen? How? As unto the Lord. And that's really a key to success and peace and joy in your life when it comes to a lot of things like work. And men know what it's like when the women submit to the man and he may be doing something that they're not real crazy about or whatever. Now, wait a minute. I got to throw this in here. I didn't say you never say anything, by the way. The Bible doesn't say that to submit to the leadership of your husband, it doesn't mean you don't voice an opinion. And there's been many times where Jenny said, you know, it's your call, but blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And she said, blah, 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 blah. I said, but blah, blah. And she said, blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, blah, blah. And we do what she said. But she didn't rebel. She submitted her opinion. Ha ha, see what I did there? She submitted her opinion, her word. I listened, and I said, you got a point there, and we did it. Amen. That's part of submitting as a wife.
It
helped me. It's a help meet for his needs, is how that goes. And the question the world asks is, are you kidding? What's the answer?
No.
We're not kidding. That's a big reason for so many divorces in Christian homes. Are you kidding? Listen, if you don't have leadership in the church, the home, on the job, wherever it is, then you it's like a two-headed snake. That's why also you have to be equally yoked. And so if you marry someone who's unsaved, or you are unsaved and then you get saved and he's still unsaved, or he gets saved and she's still unsaved, there's an unequal yoke. You see, that's where it gets difficult. And you have to really pray and be patient and work through it. But God's plan and ideal is for a Christian man and a Christian woman yoked together. And that way, when the husband leads, the wife follows that leadership, and it causes the thing to work.
Amen.
And if you don't want it to work, be unequally yoked or be in rebellion. And that explains what's going on in too many Christian homes today. But
Peter, I just want to get one final thought from you.
I just had to show this.
You to describe men that offend you.
Wait, before I got to tell you what you're looking at. I just want to show you the spirit of the feminist, the attitude of the feminist. And this is just a clip.
Peter, I just want to get one final thought from you. Are there words that are used to describe men that offend you?
Not particularly, and if there were some I don't like, I certainly wouldn't want them burned. But it always goes back to that old adage, sticks with stones may break my bones, but there will always be something to offend a feminist.
I want to do your show again if you don't let me respond.
Go ahead, have a word.
Come on, that's ridiculous. I mean, first of all,
I'll never do your show again if you don't let me respond to that. That was hilarious.
What did he say?
He said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but there will always be words to offend a feminist. I know it's English, so some of you need a translation, right? Jill and I say, yes, the mother tongue. Amen? Paul repeated this elsewhere, by the way. It's not just one place where Paul says this. In Colossians 3:18, he says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. You get that? You see, this isn't, I think the word carte blanche would work here. It's not a blanket that says no matter what your husband says, you have to do it. You should see the eyes lighten up around the room. Somebody's wondering like, oh, this is getting good. However, there are some ground rules for this. That's the point. But first, I want to ask the ladies this question before I give you a little bit of breathing room here. How is your heart? So far, listening to this, I haven't said anything to, you know, anybody say, have I said anything that's not biblical? Is it? It's just what the Bible says. Are you open to obey this? See, before we go any further, you have to have come to the Word of God and said, change me. See, this generation is saying, we need to change that book.
Yeah.
But what we ought to be saying is, change me. Are you filled with rebellion? Got something going up your spine right now? It's hot. Do you feel bitterness? Why I oughta? Some of you want to look over your husband and say, yeah, I told you I didn't want to come today. Is your heart right? And you know how quick you can make that right? Just as quick as you can make things right with another good Christian by just going up and saying, I'm sorry. I wasn't right. Let's go on. I'm ready. You can say it to the Lord right now. All right, Lord. I'm sorry. I still don't like that preacher, but I'm sorry. So let's move on. God warns Saul in 1 Samuel 15, the first half of the verse says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. There's no just coincidence that in this day, right now, feminism is almost hand in hand with Wicca.
Yeah. Yes, witchcraft.
You go hang out with the feminists. Mariah, when before she ever got married, Mariah was into the what do they call it, the women who give birth, help the birthing midwives. She was into the midwifery thing, and sadly, she had. Now we found out somebody that is associated with our ministry actually was like one of the founders and pioneers of it, but at the time she didn't know that, and she didn't say it out loud in church because she thought people would think she's kind of crazy, because that's how people are. So she started looking around, and what she found was a lot of feminism in that midwife movement, but she also found New Age.
Yep.
Wow.
It like went hand in hand.
Yep.
And then as she got older and has continued to study, she's pointed out to me how often the two go hand in hand. Now, there's nothing wrong with midwifery, but you better be careful what it is. You can go into holistic medicine. There's nothing wrong with the holistic approach, but so much of it is infused with pagan things. So you better be on guard. Because rebellion is like a cousin to witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Just seems to go hand in hand. And one last thing, before we jump into these rules, God's word is not multiple choice. Amen?
Amen.
This is not a bag of trail mix. You can't just pick out the pieces you like, which is what most of our brothers and sisters in Christ are doing today. I'm not here to condemn them. I'm here to encourage them to grow up and read the whole thing.
Amen.
Devotionals. Fine. As long as it's supplementary to your regular reading and studying of the Word of God, nothing wrong with devotionals. And I'm not here to make anybody mad or upset you, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. We kind of specialize in that here. That if all you're reading through the week is devotional material, you're doing it wrong.
Amen.
We should live by every Word of God. We should study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And then in part of that can be devotions. But it should be part of it. If your heart is right, you should be asking, how do I submit in a biblical, God-pleasing manner? You shouldn't be saying, oh no, we're not even going there. That's what the attitude is of most people today. Now, about those ground rules. We must abbreviate these points for the sake of time. And most of you say, thank you, Jesus. We must abbreviate, but it's for the sake of time, so that means you can pick up here and do some more study.
Amen.
Number one, submission is suspended if the husband requires you to commit what?
Amen.
Remember, Paul said, as is fit in the Lord. That's important. He's your husband. He's not your God.
This is getting good, preacher. Come on.
But you remember back in Acts 5, Peter said, and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Everybody in this room should memorize that verse. And anytime anyone, even your parents, we're going to get to the children in a couple of weeks. And when your parents encourage you to do something, and some of you may say, when would you ever do that? Trust me, it's happening constantly in homes. Where parents are encouraging their children. I knew kids back in the 80s whose parents encouraged their kids to smoke pot. And they have pot parties today because it hits the news every once in a while when they get caught. Time someone encouraged you to commit sin, this submission thing is suspended. And you have that, you don't even have to quote it to them. You just